back here. We're going to keep the choir in place because they're going to help us sing our opening hymn here in just a few moments. But we have the boys and girls, members of our church school, in with us for the first part of this service today as well. Good to see you. Thanks for a very nice job, those of you who sang. And welcome all of you who are joining us for our service this morning. I'm going to ask you to stay there so we can all sing a song together in just a few moments. We're going to sing a song called Light One Candle. I'll say just a little bit about what that's about. Some of you heard as you listened to the youth choir here sing about Make a Little Music for Hanukkah, what that story is about. I'll say just a little bit more about it. It all started in Jerusalem, other side of the world from where we are, about 165 to 70 years before the birth of Jesus. And what happened to the Jewish people there? They had lost the use of their temple, their place of worship, because some other folks had taken that over. Maybe the way to think about how that felt for them would be to think about what would happen if we here were not able to come into this church anymore. Somebody else, somehow or other, somebody else got a hold of it, and we couldn't come in here and have our services the way that we have them on Sundays and other times. That wouldn't be a very good thing. That would be kind of a bummer, wouldn't it? If suddenly we didn't have access, we couldn't come in here. Well, what happened with the folks in Jerusalem was that they had an uprising led by the people called Maccabees, brothers, one called Judas Maccabees, and they were able to get their temple back, and they were able to have worship in their own temple again. And to celebrate that, they had an 8-day celebration. They lit a candle for each of the days that they celebrated, getting the use of their temple, their worship space, back again. And the story is that they didn't think they would have enough oil to make it burn. They didn't use candles, they used oil lamps. And somehow or other, there was enough oil, as the story goes, to have them celebrate for 8 days. And that's what this menorah is about. The 8 spaces, there's a candle in the middle that's used to light the others, which I believe is called a shamas. And then the other eight candles represent those 8 days that the celebration for getting the temple back took place. Like I said, that was well over 2,000 years ago, almost 2,200 years ago, about 160, 70 years before the birth of Jesus. Well, that holiday has remained. And several years ago, a man named Peter Yarrow, who was part of a singing group called Peter, Paul, and Mary. Unfortunately, Mary passed away just a few weeks ago. He was part of a singing group called Peter, Paul, and Mary. And Peter Yarrow wrote a song called Light One Candle. And he based it on the story that I just told. And he wanted to make it more than just a Hanukkah song. He wanted to make it about lighting a candle that would stand for peace and for justice and for freedom in the world for all people. And so that's the song we're going to sing now. It's you stand and sing. It's number 220. What is it? 221? Yeah. 221 under hymn. Well, the choir is going to help us sing along. So let's sing Light One Candle.